Joining us now, senior producer and letters fellow Steve Proffitt, here to share some listener email.
I cringed, blatantly incorrect, and shocking. Just a few of the choice words some of our listeners shared, Madeline, after complaining about your recent failure to correctly employ the past perfect form of the verb to drink.
Oops. Those pesky past participles and that pesky alliteration. This was in a story about a pianist who was playing, again, more alliteration, at the London bar where a Russian spy was poisoned. And the pianist had drunk from the same cup that eventually killed the spy.
Except instead of saying had drunk, you said had drank. And we got dozens of letters about it.
Dozens.
Though nobody wrote in concerned about the fate of the pianist.
Okay. Had drunk.
And you know, Madeline, listener outrage is sort of a theme in this batch of emails. Some listeners wrote in to complain about our humorist, Brian Unger.
Listener Mary Radcliffe found Monday's Unger report to be a misogynist, racist, spewing against Oprah, Michelle Obama, and the senator, among others.
And Pete Wellwood of Ann Arbor, he thinks Brian Unger is stale and pathetically irrelevant.
Each time I hear him, Mr. Wellwood writes, I want to call my local NPR station and ask for 5 minutes of my money back.
More disdain heaped upon us over an interview we did last Friday. We talked about a poll that showed 60% of military families now disapprove of the way the Bush administration is running the war in Iraq. And then we talked to one of the members of our Voters Project. She's a military wife at the Army's Fort Riley in Kansas.
Her name is Rhonda Eggleston, and here is some of what she said.
We need to stop the terrorists. I don't agree with that poll. I think we need to stay the course of what we're doing.
Interviewing Rhonda Eggleston, writes Harvey Eisen of Seattle, seems like an attempt to discredit the poll results.
He goes on to say this sort of journalism is more reminiscent of Fox News.
And from Peter Lightbody, also of Seattle, I would be disappointed to hear Fox News let these words slip by unquestioned.
What's your spin? Asks listener Owen Callahan. Do you enjoy being puppets?
On another topic, I enjoy your shows, but the overloud sound effects drive me crazy. Jason Onerheim of Minneapolis.
He points to a feature on making latkes and says he hated hearing these sounds. Mr. Onerheim writes, the frying and the eating made me cringe, but wait, Steve, we must have gotten at least one nice letter this week.
Actually, Madeline, we got a few, including one from Paul Lester of Houston. He, too, wrote in to complain about that had drunk, had drank thing. But he says he enjoys our show.
Forgive me my pedantic message, Mr. Lester says. Blame my nitpicking on my high school English teacher, Miss Smoot.
To Paul Lester and to the Miss Smoots everywhere, we raise a glass in that perfect, past perfect way, and please write us. We can take it.
Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thanks. Or thunks.
My pleasure, Madeline.